All right, you want to get into some quick hits before we get out of here? I know we got to wrap up in a few minutes, but I just thought there were some interesting things. MLB will allow teams to carry 14 pitchers through May 29th, pushing that back.
We just change the rules whenever we want, you know? Yeah, yeah. Like, honestly, Joe, the thing that I said to you the other day, the fact that, you know, our president has kept pushing back the moratorium on the student loan debt repayment has definitely been a benefit to at least one of the people on this podcast. I don't know about you, but I know me. It's just, every time I see that date get pushed back, I'm like, hey, cool, you know?
not against this.
I say all that to say, it's just funny to watch Major League Baseball be like, we're monitoring the health and safety of our players.
Yes.
And we decide we're going to push this thing back a month. And I honestly wouldn't be completely surprised if somewhere towards the end of May, if they're like, yeah, we're going to kick this thing to the end of June or something like that. It's just one of those.
And it probably helps every team, you know?
Yeah, so. Honestly, because you need more arms because guys clearly aren't as stretched out.
I think teams like just having the extra arm for when they get blown out. They just need innings to get thrown, you know?
Well, and honestly, Joe, I wonder about a shift in just this rule in general because we don't have any pitchers hitting anymore. We don't need so many position players because you don't have as many pinch hitters.
Mm-hmm.
With the designated hitter, you would rather use it more on arms. So it does make sense that, we're shifting from a May 2nd having to trim rosters to only hold 13 pitchers to now they can carry 14 through May 29th.
I don't
know how much it changes for the Braves,
right?
But
I think a lot of people, you just got to remember, the rosters will still be trimmed. This is just the amount of how many pitchers you're allowed to carry. So when we figure in Acuna and all that stuff, that all is going to pretty much stay the same.
I was about to say, it might make it a little tricky for the Braves because obviously what's going on with their outfield situation, that, having to trim rosters, not exactly the most convenient thing for them right now, although I think they'll manage just fine because there's a bunch of arms that the Braves have that they're not even touching.
I was going to say, I actually think the Braves might go with 13, even though they're allowed 14, because Jackson Stevens, they can just option Jackson Stevens.
And William Woods, they just brought him up the other night.
Yeah.
It's just one of those that, it seems like guys that...
he's another guy who can throw 100, by the way. William Woods. So that'll be fun.
I've heard the name. I haven't, honestly, just haven't paid much attention to him.
Yeah.
But a guy, guys that they might cycle through later in the summer kind of thing, but that they don't particularly need right now.
Yeah. Really quickly, we only have a minute left. Dead ball. This was just in my head last night because there was four balls at the warning track. And you mentioned it earlier, and I just want to say, I went back and read the passing piece because we were talking about it last night. All 30 MLB teams are using the humidor this season, which potentially could play part of this. But the interesting thing is that he said that the humidor, the purpose of the humidor is not so much to deaden the ball as it is to make the balls more consistent, which goes in direct opposite to what you were saying earlier with the certain Mets pitcher who talking about the inconsistency. So
Chris Bassitt is the one who addressed the media last night. He completely ripped him. He said MLB has a very big problem with baseballs. They're bad. Everyone knows it. They don't care. He had some additional colorful language to add to what he was saying. But essentially, he talked about, the threads. You're dealing with height of the baseball. And now we are back to watching guys like Garrett Cole. You got sticky stuff again,
There was some science done in 2019 when the ball was flying, saying that it was more spherical, the laces were not protruding as much, so it was more aerodynamic. So I wonder if that has something to do with it.
But it seems like the pitchers are saying to Major League Baseball, hey, there's no consistency, and maybe these humidors are an attempt to try to make them somewhat similar. Mm-hmm. So guys know what they're throwing, because that's just insane to think that you could go ball to ball, and it's such an exact science. And Bassitt's comments came after guys getting hit in the face. He doesn't want guys getting hit. No major league pitcher really wants to hit guys.
Yeah.
Unless you're Don Mattingly. But, yeah, you know, it just... It's
Max Fried drilled a guy last night.
Yeah, it's something to keep an eye on that's just so wild. You just don't see in other sports, and it's something that Major League Baseball needs to get a grip on, and yet I'm not so sure they will just because... Oh, yeah, Rob Manfred's still in charge. So, well, there we go.
Last thing, I just want to mainly give a shout-out to Austin Riley for being, like, the season's early season MVP frontrunner. The guy's absolutely incredible. His average exit velocity, 94th percentile, hard hit percentage, 96th percentile in MLB. Expected batting average, 94th percentile. Expected slugging percentage, 99th percentile. 91st percentile in barrel percentage. Just across the board, just killing it. So, great job, Austin Riley. I thought he would underperform. We both talked about him being our underperformer this year, but he's just picking up where he left off. So, good for him.
It's one of those I never mind being wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
This
exactly.
direction, yeah, you know, exactly. when it's a guy overperforming or just continuing to have a really consistent season, yeah, keep it going. Thanks everybody for listening into Batter Up. Catch us next week as we finish out this homestand and head on the road. The Braves do, and we'll see. Do we have more concerns next week, or maybe a little bit relieved? Yeah, right. But everybody, thanks for listening to Batter Up. For my co-host, Joe Patrick, I'm Caleb Johnson. Take care.